For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Orioles on the Verge. This is Zach Spen, joined as always by Bob Phelan. Nick Stevens cannot join us for this interview tonight. I'll just dive in, though, with our guest. He is an infielder in the Orioles minor league system, coming off a full season at High A Aberdeen. He is Frederick Bencosme. Frederick, how are you?
I'm really happy to be here. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, we're big fans of yours over here, especially Joey Ortiz was my guy. I feel like I need a new slick fielding infielder that has fun out there. So you're up. You're him.
So you're down in Florida now, getting ready for the season. How are you feeling as you prepare for the 2024 season?
I mean, I'm feeling great. I mean, the work that I've been doing my offseason was really good. I mean, I was in the air my offseason. I've been working in my coach John Lantimos program. I went to the gym like 4 days of the week, and I got a feel in the DR too to practice, and it was really, really good, my preparation in the off season. So I'm ready to attack.
Yeah, you know you got that hit tool, especially the way in 2022 you just flew up the system. Is that one of your goals, to add some weight and impact the ball a little bit more?
Yeah. I mean, I know that I have to get stronger. I gained some muscle this year, some pounds, and that was really good. I missed that. That's what they wanted. And I think I'm better this year.
Very cool. And you had the opportunity to play in the Dominican Republic this winter. What was that experience like for such a young guy? It seemed like you were one of the youngest guys out there in winter ball.
Yeah, that was amazing. I mean, the pressure that is there in that league is crazy. I mean, there are a lot of veteran players there. I mean, I play with Stalin Castro. I play with Francisco Peña. He's a former player from Orioles. I played last year. Melky Cabrera was there. Now he was the kind of the hitting coach there. And, I mean, we learned a lot. And I played 4 games, and 2 of them was against Tigres del Licey. I mean, the rivalry that we had against them is crazy. I played 4 games in last year and played 2 against Tigres. I mean, that was really good. The pressure that, I mean, every game against Tigres is like full home. A lot of fans, and it's great. The baseball there is fire.
Different fan atmosphere down there than in Aberdeen?
Yeah, 100%.
You signed with the Orioles in 2020, and what was behind your decision to choose the Orioles? Because I have to imagine you had other teams interested in you.
You know, the system there is different. We signed with, I mean, 16 years old, 17 years old, and if you in the air, if you got 18 years old, 19 years old as a like position player, you are old. And I didn't have like too many offers, but I had a team interested. And sorry for me, and I mean, I just decided to sign with Orioles. And I remember Francisco Rosario and Geraldo Cabrera. They saw me in December 2019 in the DR, and I did a really good job. And they just like put a report that I was one of the best hitters of my town, and they called me in 2020, and they said, "Okay, you signed with the Orioles, now you are with us." And I was really excited. It was really good.
Yeah, I think it's worked out so far. So that was good. You've played multiple infield positions in your career. Where do you feel the most comfortable right now? And where do you feel like you need to make the most progress defensively. I know from 2022 to 2023, I definitely saw a big improvement on defense.
Yeah, I feel more comfortable with shortstop, obviously. I mean, that's my my favorite position. But, I mean, I got to be better in all three positions because the Orioles, as organization, they want the infielders like play second base, shortstop, third base. And I think I can improve my skills in third base because, I mean, the angle is different from shortstop, second base, third base. Second base is the easy one of these three, but I think third base, the one that I have to improve, but I feel more comfortable with shortstop for sure.
We saw.
Sorry, Zach. I was just going to say, I think we reposted a highlight of you at second base flipping the ball to Jackson Holliday. And then,
yeah,
throws it to first. I love when you guys did that.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, we did it like, I did it with Holliday, with Jackson, two times in 2 weeks. That was crazy. And then I did it with Mac Horvat. I mean, Horvat was in second base and he flipped to me. Yeah, I got out, but yeah, it was crazy. We did it three times in the same year. That was something that we practiced with Mercado, with Roberto Mercado in the practice, and bro, we made it.
Yeah, hopefully we see that in the major leagues too.
Hopefully.
Speaking of Roberto Mercado, you had a chance to play for him last year at Aberdeen. You've got a chance to play for him again in 2024 at Double A Bowie. What did you learn from him last year?
Mercado is a father. He's like a father to me in baseball. I mean, he's a really nice guy. I love Mercado. I mean, he's really nice. And the way how he came, he want to help me every day. I think he wake up and he just thinking about help the players. I mean, he's really good. I mean, I learned a lot of things with him last year, but he was like more focused in defense with us, and that was good. I mean, it was really good to be with him last year. He's amazing. Hope to be with him this year.
Yeah, hopefully you get up to Bowie if it's the beginning of the season or at some point in 2024. I think you should reignite. And another thing about, we were just talking about this last night on our live show. It seemed like Roberto Mercado loves to steal some bases. And we're curious if that's an Aberdeen Ironbirds thing or if that's a Roberto Mercado thing. And in 2023, you had a significant uptick in stolen base attempts and a good success rate. How much will speed factor in your game? Sorry.
No, sorry. That's about the organization, not just Mercado and Aberdeen. I mean, it's the organization. They love to play aggressive. I mean, they join the staff when we play aggressive, and they love when we steal bases. So we had a lot of success in stealing bases last year. So I mean, something that I improved too last year. So I'm not afraid to steal base. When I get a hit, I just want to steal base. I mean, that depends on the situation. But I mean, the organization love when we play aggressive. That's all.
Who's faster, you or Enrique Bradfield?
Valdez and Enrique.
That'd be a great race.
It's crazy.
So, in 2022, you had a really significant jump in your development. You had just come off your first year in the Dominican Summer League. You're barely in the Florida Complex League and get to bump up to Delmarva. You made it look easy, but how tough of a transition was it that summer to go from being in Florida at the start of the year to then the Florida Complex League briefly and then the Low A?
I mean, I'm always say same baseball anywhere. I know when we go to upper levels, I mean, maybe something changed, but it's the same baseball, same bat, same. But I'm just thinking, I mean, something that challenged me as a Latin player going to, I mean, no, it wasn't the first time to me, sorry, in States. When I was a little kid, I went to New York and to play Little League games. But in this age, that was my first time. I think the food was something that we eat like something different in the maybe Brandon knows what I'm talking about. I mean, so the culture too here, but about baseball, I just always say it's the same baseball anywhere. So I don't want to say it was easy, but I'm just no, don't think about that. Just go out there and play hard.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I think we had Daryl Hernandez on here a year or two ago. And we had Sam Jelinek, who used to work for the Shorebirds, and they would tell stories about Hernandez. I think would like take guys out and show them how to shop for groceries and the cold weather. I'm sure in the beginning of the year that had to be hard to get used to, right?
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, the cold weather. I mean, I think last in 2022, I went to the Marva in summer. I think in summer, so it wasn't cold, but my first four season was last year, and it was really cold, and that was something else. Yeah, and yeah, I can cook too, and we can when we are in apartment, we can like make our food, but here in Sarasota, we are in hotel. We can't cook, so we can just something that is like looks like Dominican Republic is Chipotle, and we got a Latin restaurant here.
That's good. I love Chipotle. Probably doesn't compare to the authentic stuff, but you started in Aberdeen 2023. A lot of hitters seem to hit a speed bump in Aberdeen. I know Norby, Kowser, a bunch of guys, Dale Hernandez. Is there anything in particular about Aberdeen that makes it tougher? Is it the ballpark? Is it the pitching?
I hear a lot of stories about that. I hear about something about Henderson too. I mean, I think he says like a couple of years ago, the field in Aberdeen was like little dark. I don't want to say that, but I just want to say the pitching competition, I think. But I remember 2 years ago, Carlos Gomez, former player from Milwaukee in Tampa Bay Rays, I got a really, really good relationship with him. And he told me 2 years ago, the most tough league in the minor league is high A. I mean, I didn't believe that. I thought it was maybe double A. And when I was there, I was just thinking about what he told me.
Yeah, so double A should be piece of cake now, right?
No, I don't want to say that. High A is kind of like tough, but
you know, we have a lot of fun watching you play because you play the game with a lot of energy and a lot of confidence. Where does that come from? And can you tell us how you got the nickname Fresendary?
About my confidence, I think my preparation. I follow too much what Kobe Bryant said before, and he said confidence comes from preparation. And I think my preparation, and before I do something in the game, I did that like 1,000 times before, and I just want to say the preparation. So when my mind said, I'm just go out there to the field and play hard, enjoy the game always. And we got good results when we just think about that. And about Fresendary, I mean, every post that I made in Instagram and Twitter, I put legendary. And Josh, he will be hitting coach in Double A this year, and Anthony Villa, my guy. He said, "Okay, now you are legendary." And everybody in the conference say, "Hey, legend, legendary, legend." That's so funny.
It's the best. We love that so much. What players did you admire growing up, and who do you model your game after, if anybody?
Robbie Cano was my favorite player growing up, and I mean, when I was a little kid, just watching how he's so smooth, he played the game just like enjoying the game, and just he slowed down the game. And everybody told me that as a hitter, I look like I got some similar with Corey Seager and Cody Bellinger. And let's believe that.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
When you look at your teammates in the Orioles farm system, who do you think is the toughest hitter to get out?
Well, Jackson, I played with Jackson Holiday last year, and I love to watch him like in the box hitting. And I remember I was in the dugout, and every time he was hitting, I was like riding the iPad, like in the Trackman, watching the Trackman, and it was crazy. Like his swing decision was crazy, and he had a lot of walks last year. And I'm going to say Jackson. He's great. He's a great player.
Yeah, and you had some pretty good walk percentage, and you didn't strike out much either. So how do you focus on that and improve that in your game? Because I'm sure you grew up, you want to hit the ball, be aggressive.
Since I was a little kid, everybody told me, "You never strike out." I remember doing my tryouts before signing with Orioles. I remember with just one team, I took like 73 ABs, and I just strike out one time. So, bro, that was since I was a little kid. I'm just like, my approach always see the ball and hit the ball. That's my approach, and it's helped me a lot.
Yeah, that's good. And I meant to say earlier, we had Anthony Villa on a couple weeks ago, and he said Thomas Sosa believes he's the next Ken Griffey Jr. If we have the next Ken Griffey Jr. and the next Robinson Cano, I think the Orioles are going to be pretty good.
Arise, Luis, arise.
Which pitcher on the Ironbirds last year would you want to not face with the game on the line? What pitcher would you least want to face?
In our team?
Yeah.
Wow. I want to face all of them. I want to face all of them.
We're a big Gene Pinto fans over here. I'd love to see that matchup.
Oh,
Gene Pinto.
Wow. I faced Gene Pinto since I was in DR like a couple weeks ago. And now here last week, and he struck me out like two times already. So
More than you did in 70-some at-bats.
Bro, his breaking balls are really good. So. And he makes a lot. He knows how to pitch. He's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why we like him. He's got that slider changeup.
We like to hear from prospects like about the different interactions they have with players who are either further ahead in the minor leagues or maybe even in the big leagues. Has there been a veteran in the organization that has been really helpful to you?
Ayúdame ahí, Brandon, que no lo entendí muy bien. Para poner a hacer algo.
Claro. Él está preguntando si hay algún veterano en la organización que te ha ayudado en alguna manera, que has podido hablar con él, que él te ha podido enseñar algo, quizás.
Santander, Anthony Santander. I was with him last year. He went to the academy in the air. And I asked him some questions, and he was helping me there. him. He's really nice. He's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, he does seem like a really friendly guy. Actually, Samuel Basayo, he reminds me of Anthony Santander sometimes, just his mannerisms on the field. Is he going to be any good?
Yeah, Basayo, Basayo is really good too. They got some similars.
Well, Frederick, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and best of luck to you as you gear up for this season. We will certainly be rooting for you here.
No, thank you guys for having me here. It was really fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Hope to see you out on the field this year.
Great. Thank you.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.